Molly Michael is here. She is editor of A Child Grows in Philadelphia. That is a parenting blog, right?
Yes, it is.
You started how long?
Well, we launched here in Philadelphia almost about a year and a half ago, and the blog's been active in New York City, specifically Brooklyn, for Brooklyn families since 2006.
Woman of the Week started as a blog, too. Oh. And then turned into a full-blown radio program. I started it as a blog in 2003. Molly, we stole her from Brooklyn. She is now a Philadelphia resident, South Philly in particular, a public school parent. I went through that system, girlfriend. You're in good hands. A vocal advocate for public school education in Philadelphia. We'll talk about some of that. More importantly, we want you to go out and meet her in person later on today, 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Philadelphia Marriott downtown. That's right at 12th and Market, Philadelphia Baby and Family Expo. This is a great idea.
Oh, thank you. It's been in Brooklyn for 5 years now, but we really wanted to provide this resource to Philadelphia families as well, because it's not just go and visit different booths. We have programming and seminars and a keynote speaker and all kinds
of
really...
Give me some of the particulars.
So there are about 60 exhibitors from the Philadelphia, many of them from the Philadelphia area, sort of peppered in with some big national brands that a lot of mommies and daddies love to see.
And my son is 25 now, so I'm wondering, what are the popular brands? I'm really out of touch.
You know, my girls are 5 and 7 now, and I'm already feeling like, what? I don't even...
I feel like you guys have a lot more to buy than I did 20 years ago.
I know. Well, for my first, I bought a lot more than I did for my second, which I think is a normal phenomena for parents. But, you know, we have Bugaboo, which is this sort of beautiful luxury stroller line will be there. And their strollers are impressive. And having had my babies in Brooklyn, I am very familiar with the Bugaboos all over the streets. And they're going to be there, and they're raffling off one of their beautiful strollers as
nice.
Well. Yes. And Babies R Us will be there with all kinds of their gear. And VIP ticket buyers go home with a beautiful swag bag full of products, as well as an Ergo baby carrier, which is way different than the Ergo I used 7 years ago. They have evolved a lot. And the baby carrier is good for newborns up to kids, babies, toddlers, children of 50 pounds, if you want to carry a 50-pound child on your back. But they're beautiful. And all VIP ticket buyers will get them. And there is one in the raffle as well.
I know there are details on the website, 957benfm.com. But what is the VIP ticket price?
The VIP ticket price is $120 for a single ticket.
And you get the takeaway swag bag.
Yep. Early entry. Yep. You get in at 10:30. The doors open for general admission ticket buyers at 11. And you also take home, and it's $150 for a family pass. You can get your whole family in, VIP family pass. General admission tickets are only $15 to go and experience everything throughout the day. So we do make it very accessible.
Yeah, for sure.
Well.
So you're connecting with other parents.
Yes.
At the Philadelphia Baby and Family Expo this mm-hmm. coming Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Unless you VIP it, you can get in a little bit earlier. Sample products from just about everywhere. Seminars, what are some of those?
Well, we have a couple of them that I'm most proud of, because I think they're things that a lot of parents don't, including myself, don't do the best job at taking care of. One of them is a seminar on wills and trusts and all of the documents that families need and how you can sort of get things in order for your family when you're starting to have children. And I know my husband and I struggled with that and getting all of that done, but it's run by a local attorney, Steve Zellinger, and he's also a Philly dad. He has a couple of kids who go to public school, which is, of course, exciting for me. And then we have another one that's really fun and cool that Pottery Barn Kids, King of Prussia, and Malvern Stores, along with nursery designers, are doing about how to transform your nursery into a toddler room. And Pottery Barn Kids will have a whole display of all of the cool items in their beautiful nursery line as well.
This is a lot of work.
But there's more. I mean, we have...
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jill Spivak from There Goes the Motherhood, which is a Bravo TV show, will be doing our keynote. And she is a...
She was
a local girl. Yeah. Yeah, she's from the Lower Merion area. She's coming in from Los Angeles to be at the event and talk to parents.
And do you know what the sort of her theme is going to be? Do you have any?
She's going to talk about sleep.
or lack thereof?
Yeah. My kids are 5 and 7 and I still don't sleep. But
honey, mine is 25 and I don't. You don't. Sleep is the one thing that you'd give up for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. But she's going to talk about how it impacts your relationship and how to take care of your relationship and your children and get sleep. And, you know, we as parents, as you know, and we don't do the best job taking care of ourselves, particularly when our children are younger, and I don't think it gets all that much better. So it's really important, I think, to have people like Jill, who wrote The Sleep Easy Solution and runs tons of mommy groups and is a family counselor in Los Angeles, to come and talk about how important that is, because it's something that we don't focus on it enough. And I know personally, even I go through periods where I'm really good at taking care of myself, and then other periods where I realize I haven't had a real meal in a week. Right. Or my kid was sick, or, you know, or we've been
Things
trying
can
to
spiral downward very quickly.
Very quickly. Yeah. Right. So Jill will be here talking about.
I love her. I love her vibe.
Yeah. She's super cool.
What a great get.
Yeah.
So this is open for the whole family. Yeah. And there's going to be a lot of raffle items as well, which everyone loves.
Yes. We have 11 different lots of raffle items from companies like Acura Organics and Ergo, of course, as I mentioned. And Bugaboo is raffling a stroller, and Pottery Barn Kids is doing a big basket of nursery accessories, and there are more and more and more. Pearhead and Ubby are donated diaper pails and these beautiful keepsake mementos and picture frames and beautiful things for moms who are and dads who are just starting out too.
You've got your finger on the pulse of what's hot for sure.
No, we're trying.
Again, we'll put that link right up at 957benfm.com. Molly Michael is here. She is editor of A Child Grows in Philadelphia. What did you do before blogging and before becoming a mom?
I worked for many, many years, 12 or 13 years at various nonprofits in New York City, doing event planning. So the expo is kind of in my bailiwick, as it were, and fundraising and development for various cultural institutions.
Is there a charitable component to the Philadelphia Baby and Family Expo?
Yes, we have a charity partner, Cradles to Crayons. They operate here in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah, we love them.
They're fantastic. We actually toured their warehouse a couple of weeks ago, and I was just wildly impressed with what a great job they do collecting items. And they have a very small staff and a huge group of volunteers. So we are collecting, Cradles to Crayons will be there, and we're collecting board books, new and gently used board books from 0 to 24 months, baby bibs, and new pajamas for infant to 3T for Cradles to Crayons, so they can get them out there to children and families in need in Philadelphia.
Molly, you're also experienced in birth doula, certified lactation counselor, mm-hmm. and you've got two awesome girls and a pit bull, Princess Cleopatra.
Yes.
How important is breastfeeding, and will you have somebody addressing that?
Yes.
At the Baby and Family Expo.
Yes, we have several doulas who are going to be who have tables in the expo. We also have a separate from the exhibition hall, a mother's lounge, and throughout the day we'll have three different local doulas, postpartum doulas, lactation experts who are going to be there. One from a company called Baby Sense RN, Confident Parenting, and Full Heart Family Support. So it's very informal in that room, but it's a quiet place for moms and dads too to go and feed their babies and have a little quiet time away from the playroom where Music Monkey Jungle will be playing music all day, and they'll be able to get some.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's, you know, kids, we'd like to keep them busy.
Yes.
So what will be keeping the kids busy at the Baby and Family Expo?
We have a playroom, which is sponsored by Music Monkey Jungle. It's at the back of the exhibition hall. They get a nice big area all to themselves.
Nice.
And Music Monkey Jungle and Primp and Play, which is a family spa in Center City on 10th and Locust, will also be there. Primp and Play will be doing crafts for the kids and also little mini manicures for the kids. It's wonderful. And it's a new resource in Philadelphia, and they do birthday parties offsite as well. So definitely check them out at primpandplay.com. They're really a wonderful
I absolutely
spot.
Will. Do you have other sort of mom bloggers on board to be a part of this event?
We do, actually. Philly Burb Moms have been supporting us.
Great group.
Yeah, we also have two of my favorite blogs in Philadelphia, We Wander and Philly Baby Bump. And we're also working with really great sponsors who've done a fantastic job working with us, like Jefferson Hospital and Nemours, DuPont Pediatrics. And so they've been very supportive, and they're going to be there as well and are participating in a seminar about nutrition for babies in the first year.
I delivered my son at Jefferson.
Did you?
The best. I recommend that hospital all the time. Well, you're a joy. Good luck. Thank you so much for coming in. And have a wonderful very first Philadelphia Baby and Family Expo this Sunday.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.